The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And one of the aspects of fishing, of course, is being able to take your boat out and enjoy the many waters of our state, whether it's a freshwater lake, a tidal river, out on the bay proper, even off offshore in the Atlantic Ocean. And, you know, what we need to know about is, of course, boating safety. And that is where the folks with the United States Coast Guard come in. Now, we have with us this morning Anthony Staten, who is the Vice Flotilla Commander of the Aberdeen Area United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. Good morning, Anthony. Welcome.
Good morning, Alan. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Yes, sir. So what is the mission of the Coast Guard Auxiliary? What do you fellows do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, surprisingly, a lot of people don't know the background of the auxiliary, and we have a lot of underlying missions. And our main missions, of course, we are a volunteer corps.
Right.
So we assist our shipmates in the Coast Guard in performing many of their maritime missions.
Okay.
Of course, including, as you mentioned, boating safety, which
yep.
remains our core function.
Okay.
So we promote and improve recreational boat activities by providing trained crews to augment the Coast Guard.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. So when did you guys come into being? When did the Coast Guard Auxiliary start working with
the Coast Guard? The Coast Guard Auxiliary actually came into being in 1939.
Okay. 1939. So you guys have been around 2025. You're coming up on your 100th anniversary here in a little while,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. Even though I haven't been a member that long, yes, we are coming up.
Yeah, I wasn't around in 1939. So
yeah, me neither.
a little bit after that. Sure. So you focus mainly on recreational boating and how. Give me a couple of things that you do, as far as safety and things like that.
We schedule vessel safety inspections to provide education and equipment checks, and vessels passing safety checks are awarded a U.S. Coast Guard / auxiliary decal that informs the Coast Guard and any members that come upon a recreational boat
right.
that this boat is in full compliance with relevant and state boating laws during a safety check for that year. And that sticker is renewed each year.
So, all right, so what does a safety check consist of when you board somebody's recreational boat, whether it's a, bass fishing boat in one of the rivers or if it's out in the bay? Do you work with Natural Resources Police or do you schedule the inspection with the owner or how does that work?
We do the inspection with the owner. Fortunately,
okay.
on the decal, there's a barcode that they can scan and request a vessel safety examination.
Okay.
And it'll actually, we'll get an email for those people who are qualified examiners. It'll list the folks in that area, and somebody will pick that person up, get in contact with them, and schedule the examination. Now, it's on their personal boat, so we have a checklist that we go through.
Okay.
And, the majority of it is safety items.
Yeah, fire extinguisher. Yeah.
Yeah, so
I mean, we
have, the main items we check as far as fire extinguishers not being expired.
Right,
making sure all navigation lights work.
Right.
Clean bilge areas in the boat itself. Okay. Of course, documentation is the priority to make sure that their documentation is up to snuff for the year.
Right.
That's one of the most important things. Then we have talking points. There are certain things we don't take, but we like to talk, you know, and make sure that they know, you know, what areas they should look for each year. So, and a lot of folks are repeat folks, which is good. Some people haven't had a vessel safety exam in years, and yeah, a few things change, you know, here and there. But for the most part, both those who have had previous exams know what we're looking for, and we try to, you know, provide them a way to go through the list themselves. So when we board them, they're ready to go get the exam and get their decal for that year.
So they've got their paper, and they say the fire extinguisher's over here, and the safety vests are here, and that type of thing. And
they normally most of them will lay all the equipment out in one area, so we can just go through the checklist. So we check that off, and you know, make sure that if there are any flares, boating flares, that none of the flares are not expired.
Right.
Alternatives for the flares now, but a lot of older folks do still keep valid flares in hand.
I got it. Well, you know, that's all very important. You know, you're out there in the water. You're bobbing up and down in an environment that, you know, it's not solid underfoot. That's for sure. So if you get in trouble, you better have your safety equipment up to snuff so that you can reach other boaters or other people that you need to reach. You know, what happens if you do an inspection and you find not necessarily violations per se, but you find an expired extinguisher that hasn't been refilled, do you cite these people, or do you do recommendations, or
you leave the
legal part of it up to the NRP?
Yes, correct. In the Department of Natural Resources, we unfortunately can't cite them. We can only once we go through the checklist. If they don't meet an area, they most likely will not be able to get the decal, and
they'll
try to arrange to do a re-inspection.
I see.
That we can facilitate that to go back through to make sure that any items that didn't meet the criteria requirements have been corrected before a decal can be issued.
Sure. So how other than, you know, interviews like this, I mean, what is your public outreach? How do you do that? I mean, people don't stop by the office and say, "Hey, I saw you online. I just wanted to stop in and say hi." I'm assuming that doesn't happen a lot, but maybe it does. I don't know.
Well, fortunately, we have in our flotilla, we have many officers. We have many staff officers that help to facilitate public education, public awareness, and public events. We have folks that actually go around to marinas and set up, we have pamphlets to give the public education. Anybody has any curiosity, they can contact us or the National Auxiliary Association to find out more information. We have been present at the boat shows here. The big boat shows in Annapolis, which is the power boats and sailboats in the fall.
Right.
The big show that they have out at Timonium Fairgrounds, we try to have a booth or a table set up for people passing by who are curious and, you know, want to get information.
Right.
And we try, just like this show, we try to promote folks that are curious or may have an interest to get in contact with us and, you know, get all firsthand information on what we do, how we're established, and, you know, what items they might be interested in joining the auxiliary, because there's many training opportunities, especially for joining and being a part of one of the boat crews who actually do patrols.
I see. So if I wanted to be a volunteer with your organization, I could do that as well.
Yes, definitely. I mean, there are requirements for folks joining the auxiliary as far as, you know, the minimum age is 17 years old, be a U.S. citizen.
Right.
It could be a current military, reserve, or veteran who's been discharged honorably. There are no specific physical standards. And, of course, there's a new member exam And the one of the main requirements is to complete a boating safety course.
I got it. Okay. Well, I will be more than glad to share the contact information, the website, with folks. If David Larry is the fellow that sent me the link, so I'll be more than glad to send that out to anybody who emails me here at the show, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll share that information with them if they're interested in becoming a volunteer, getting involved, or would like more information about the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. How's that sound?
Yeah, we would appreciate that. We have our HR staff officer who actually facilitates the initiation of the application and going through the steps of the process to get a person, you know, recruited. So
sure.
We're looking for all good men and women who might have an interest to join us, and we would gladly welcome anyone to come on board.
Oh, that's great. That's absolutely the best thing that I could share with them is, help protect your fellow boater. Do you work with organizations like Boat US or any of those people? I mean, do you get involved with those folks?
We haven't actually really worked with them. I said we talk and coordinate with them when we're at some of the shows and events, but we are kind of a standalone organization directly assisting and working with the Coast Guard.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the majority of our members are Boat US members, including myself.
Right.
A good thing. It's a great thing.
That's the insurance that people can buy to take care of their towing if they get, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I've had to use them a few times, and you'd be amazed at the savings. It really, saves you by being a member with Boat US or Sea Tow, but I think Boat US is the majority of what most of our folks we come across have.
Right. I got you. Good. Well, look, it's always nice to talk about boating safety. It's always nice to hear from folks from the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary and share your information. Like I said, I will share that link with anybody that emails me and is interested in it. And just be aware that you're out there. Now, if I just go to search engine and I say U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Maryland, will your organization come up?
Well, what it is we are a sector, so it'll show all of the flotillas in the Chesapeake region, and of course you'll come down to the Aberdeen area, and like I said, we are flotilla 2207, and for anyone within the Harford County area, there are two other flotillas here, but we represent Aberdeen, so that's the closest in this area that they can contact us. Come to a meeting to see what we do, meet some of our staff officers. As a matter of fact, we just had our monthly meeting this week, and we had three new recruits coming in to actually sign up and start the process. So
that's terrific.
It was a great meeting.
That's terrific. Well, hopefully maybe we'll get a couple more respondents from our Outdoors and Radio show and get some new people involved. I think that's a noble thing to do.
If
you like to be out on, the boat and be out on the water and deal with. It sounds like your folks are very, very willing to participate with you. I mean, who wouldn't want to endure a safety check? Make sure they're going to be safe on the water, and that's the main thing. Because there are some bad actors out there. You just want to make.
Yes, unfortunately.
The whole drinking and boating thing is not something that I support at all. And not that you don't want people to have fun, but, boy, it's dangerous on a boat because the...
We've seen too many accidents with people drinking and boating, and it's not been a good turnout. So,
no, it's not. Never usually a good result. So,
especially during holidays, weekends,
sure.
During open season. So,
exactly.
We try to keep those folks off the water as much as possible, and
keep
safety as the main concern.
Exactly. Listen, Anthony, I want to do you have anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
I think that's it. If you leave the information that anyone can go through, either, and I want to thank David Lawler for setting this up again.
Sure.
To have anyone that's interested to contact us through him.
All right.
And we can definitely put out our HR staff officer or myself or the flotilla commander in contact with them. And hopefully sign them up.
Sounds good. Like I said, I'll share that information with anybody that contacts me personally. But, you know, don't use me as a middleman, folks, unless you just want some information. Just go ahead and contact the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Aberdeen office, and I'm sure they'll be able to find that easily online.
Yes.
So,
again,
Anthony, I appreciate you joining us this morning. You have a great weekend, and we'll let you go. And, again, thanks to David and everybody else associated with your organization.
And thank you for having us, Alan. We appreciate it.
All right, Anthony. Have a great day.
All right. Take care.
See you later. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, folks. There we go. Hey, we've got to take a short break here. We'll tell you about our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We certainly will. You know, they're getting geared up for spring. I mean, when you drive by there, you'll see in Backyard Billy's backyard, you'll see all the storage sheds, the greenhouses, the dog kennels, the chicken coops, the kids' gym sets, the tiki bars, the pergolas, the gazebos. You'll see all the massive amounts of tables and chairs when you pull in, all those stacks and stacks and stacks of Adirondack chairs in all sizes and colors. You will be glad to check that out at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Look, they've got furniture for your patio. They've got furniture for your deck. They've got furniture for your beach house all inside. They've got everything that I just named earlier, all that stuff. They've got a catalog. Bill showed me the other day, 60 pages of chicken coops. So there's a lot of people that are getting into the chicken business in their backyard. So Backyard Billy can be backyard chicken if you want. So why not? And dog kennels, too. You know, there's always a way to make sure your dog's comfortable and they can take care of that. So why not stop by? And barbecue grills. Don't forget the barbecue grills, the Big Green Egg and some of the other pellet grills and charcoal grills as well. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's features the heat end of the business with the gas and electric and wood and pellet fireplace inserts, freestanding wood and pellet stoves. They've got it all. Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. BackyardBilly's.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue exit in Graysonville if you're coming from the bridge. Why not stop by? Open 7 days a week. You will find something amazing to make your backyard great again. Now, Clyde Sports Shop started their 10-day sale yesterday, so they're right in the middle of it, and hopefully you're turning out today, getting ready for the upcoming really, really intense fishing season. I know people have been out perch fishing and so forth, but as the weather warms, you're going to want to go fishing more. So that started yesterday. It runs through Sunday, March 23rd. It's a 10-day store-wide sale. Fishing rods, reels, combos, and all fishing tackles, 10% off. The sale excludes bait and licenses, but they do have a lot of bait. They have live and frozen bait and minnows and licenses and lures and terminal tackle and rockfish lures and trout bait and, you know, all the perch stuff and, all the plastic. They've got everything for every kind of fish, and the invasives, the snakehead frogs and all that. So why not? Why not? The Shakespeare Ugly Stick is a Shakespeare Ugly Stick weightlifting contest. Guess the weight and win. That's for sure. The Pfluger spinning reels are on sale featuring the President Series. The Penn spinning reels are on sale featuring the Battle 3 Series. All combos are on sale. All kids' combos are on sale. So, and don't forget to check out the full selection of St. Croix fishing rods as well. 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That's in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227. The phone number I mentioned was 242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com, www.ClydeSportsShop.com. Clyde's been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. Right now they're in the midst of their 10-day Let's Go Fishing sale. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's Popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. The Donna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Second verse better than the first. Oh, you ought to let it play. Let it play a little bit. Why not? Here we go.
Now don't I let you wash the car on Sunday. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat. Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday.
See?
Well, a man can't love a woman more than that. Ain't I always nice to your kid sister. Don't I take her driving every night. So sit here at my feet, cause I like you when you're sweet. And you know it ain't feminine to fight.
And then the chorus. All right, our number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Yeah, I played that. Been playing that song for a long time. The first time Robin heard it, she was not happy. Because there's another song called The Man Song, and... Well, if you can find that one, Aaron, that would be a good one for another time. So see what you can come up with on that one. The Man Song. All right, we're time to take your phone calls. Plenty of time for callers. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And, well, we're hearing that, you know, the white perch are arriving behind the yellow perch. The yellow perch are moving out a little bit. There's still plenty of them out there, of course, but it's spawning season based on the length of daylight. And, of course, we endure daylight savings time, and I don't know how many of you are used to it yet. I'm not quite used to it, even after the first week, but, you know, it'll all fall into line. I like a lot of daylight, you know, especially in hunting season and when you're doing stuff outside. You'd like to be able to take that into the evening longer, but when you get up early in the morning, you're kind of waiting for it to get light, too, so... All right, let's see. Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary in Dundalk. How are you this morning, Gary?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How about you?
Great. I have a technical fishing regulation question.
I'll do my best.
All right. freshwater ponds in Baltimore County. Times you can fish.
I think each one of them is different. Are you talking about trout fishing or?
On a stock pond, Baltimore County.
Right.
And whatever else.
In general,
freshwater is, you know, what's the rules?
Yeah, in general, there's no closed season on trout fishing.
Okay.
In the ponds. Now, the streams and rivers and all that, the season is in for trout. The limit's 5. And I think you're okay to go. Now, there is a trout fish, if you're online. Do you go online at all, Gary?
I'm on right now.
Okay. You can get a trout stocking schedule. You can go online and sign up for that.
Okay.
And they're pretty good. Let me see if I got mine yesterday. I know I got one yesterday.
I spoke with a fisherman yesterday, and it was stocked recently, and they're catching.
Yeah, and they're catching them, right? Yeah.
Oh, they catch them.
Oh yeah, yeah. And they're keeping them too. So
yeah, of course.
I like trout. Now I fix my trout a little different than some people. I mean, I like them fried. I like them everything else, but I will freeze. I will take the head and entrails out and take the fins off if I can, but I like to freeze those fish, and when I'm getting ready to eat them, I thaw them out about halfway, and then I butterfly them. And they're much easier to do when they're cold. So you just start at the front. You go down along, take your fillet knife, down along the rib cage on each side, lift everything right out, and then you lay that trout out. You know, both sides of that trout out and butterfly it and fry it like that, and it's just absolutely delicious. You can bread it and deep fry it if you want. You can fry it in a pan. You can batter it. You can butter it. You can do whatever you want to do with fry. But I like fresh trout. Even stock trout aren't bad. You know, something out of the Great Lakes, like, Lake Run brown trout or big old rainbow, something like that. That's spectacular right there. But I will tell you, freshwater trout, if you season them right and you cook them right, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Grew up eating them, so, you know, trout fishing season was almost, the first day of trout season was almost like the first day of deer season in Pennsylvania, where I came from. You know, we loved them. So, there you are, buddy. But,
okay,
yeah, you can go online. There's only two codes for trout anymore. One is 1 and 1 is 0. 0 means no closures. 1 means they come in the last Saturday of March.
All right, I'll look it up.
All right, man.
And best wishes and get well to your wife, Rob.
I appreciate that, buddy. I really do. Thanks, Gary.
All right, bye.
Bye. 410, I mean, CBM 680, 410-922-6680. I know I'm getting texts here. Lee in Towson, good morning. Lee, how are you? Oh, we're going to go to Jim and Glendon first. All right. I missed Jim and Glendon on the text. I apologize, Jim. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I was out yesterday. I went to a well-known spot in southern Maryland.
Okay.
And I was actually trying to catch the first shad of the year.
Right.
And I did not have one bite, but I saw an awful lot of yellow perch being caught by bank fishermen. And I say a lot of yellow perch. A lot of yellow perch. Little ones, big ones. Some guys look like they were catching them almost every cast.
Wow.
So they're mostly using minnows or crappie jigs.
Right. So, where were you? Allen's Fresh? Were you at Allen's Fresh?
No, but close to there.
Okay.
I don't say the name because there were so many people there. I mean, it was really, really crowded.
You sound like Yogi Berra. That restaurant's so crowded, nobody goes there anymore.
No, it was a lot of people, and almost everybody was catching fish. Some small, some keepers.
Yeah.
And I just watched it because I was trying to catch shad.
And a little early. You're a couple weeks early for the shad, I think. Water's not quite warm enough.
Well, I took it's 48 degrees. Don't you think the yellow perch runs late this year? I think they're usually gone by St. Patrick's Day.
Well, that'll be Monday, and they're probably pretty much on the way out, and the white perch are on the way in. But, hey, look, if they're still there doing their thing, they're still there doing their thing. I wouldn't complain about it. You know, I mean,
actually nice seeing people catching fish yesterday. Everybody seemed to be having a good time.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Everybody caught fish with me, but it was still good.
Well, you, as they always say, you weren't holding your mouth right.
Yeah. I don't know what it was.
I just
try to get out early and catch that first shad. It's just like a rite of spring for me.
Yeah, I came upon a fellow one time, and I said, you look like you're doing pretty good. What are you using? He says, mealworms. I said, what?
Yeah.
He said, mealworms. I said, mealworms. He said, yeah. I said, well, what's your secret? I mean, I use mealworms. And he said, you got to keep them warm.
Whatever it takes, right?
Yeah, buddy. All right, see you later.
All right.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah. You ever fish with mealworms? Mealworms are great. My favorite's waxworms for trout if I'm going to use a live bait. Waxworms are fantastic. I love them. If you can get them. I don't know where you can get them. I have to call Clyde and see. Yep, smoked rainbow trout, Tim. That's exactly right. You know, before trout season, Pennsylvania, where I grew up, everybody would go sucker fishing. That's fun. It's muddy. It's fun. But, you know, you can't keep the trout, so you throw some night crawlers out there and you just wait, put them on the bottom, and those suckers will start to bite. And you can take those suckers and you can smoke them just as well as you can smoke a rainbow trout, and they're just as good. We're talking about white suckers and others as well. And it was a tradition back when I was a kid. You go sucker fishing before trout season because we didn't have white perch and we didn't have yellow perch. We didn't have the tidal rivers. We had the suckers, though, and they would bite early in the spring. So that was always a fun time to go. And fall fish. You catch fall fish in the winter as well. I caught a 17-inch fall fish one time. Not my biggest one. I caught my biggest one in at Dam 4 on the Potomac not many years ago. But when I was a kid, I caught a 17-inch fall fish. I had no idea what it was. But it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Wow, look at that bass. Nice. Nice one, Lee. All right, now let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee.
I thought I'd throw that in there. My son was a 7-pound bass. He caught it Loch Raven.
Yeah, I see it. I see it. It's got a lot of those black markings on it, doesn't it?
Isn't that, you know, that's typical of tidal water bass to see those dark marks on them.
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever really seen that out of the reservoir.
Right, exactly. That's very interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah, you caught that in five. They're not worthy unless they're 5 pounds or bigger. But
they're not worthy, right, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't waste my time on 4-pound bass. Unless they're smallmouth.
What I wouldn't give to catch a 3 or 4 pound bass.
But no kidding. No kidding.
He goes every day after work, and they catch the heck out of them.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
At Loch Raven.
Yeah, and that's all fishing from the bank, right?
Alan, the boat facility. You know the
boat.
It's open yet.
Right.
They go out and fish around the shore, and they have a really good time.
I'm sure they got their spots. That's for sure. So.
Yeah, they do. You think they would take? You think they would take Dad?
No.
No.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
It's all good.
Yep.
It's all good. But I heard you talking earlier about pound nets and stuff. Unfortunately, I didn't catch the earlier conversation.
I was talking to a fellow who's familiar, and he is convinced that the pound netters are adding to the dead discard numbers on the striped bass, especially in the warmer water, because the fish are all crowded, you know, in the net. They're all crowded together, and then, you know, they put everything up on the deck, and he said they don't treat them very well when they, you know, he used the term kick them back overboard, because that's not the target. They're after the menhaden and other things. So, you know, I don't know. He's entitled to his opinion.
I can tell you because I, you know, being commercial.
Right.
There is discard. There is dead fish occasionally in the nets. People drive by them and they'll look into their nets. You know.
Right.
and you'll see, you know, maybe three or four dead fish, but it's not. The fish are all go to market. You know,
right.
A lot of fish, the pound net is they do lose a lot of weight.
Right.
But they're not. These guys aren't kicking dead fish over the side. I can assure you that.
Well, I'm just telling you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I know the guys firsthand. And I know probably about. Oh boy, about at least ten guys that do pound that in the upper bay.
Right.
There's and each individual has a license, you know, spot that they're designated to.
Right.
They're more or less grandfathered into their pound net sites.
But sure.
It's a productive way of catching fish, and the discard you see is mishandled fish of catch and release. I'm talking now during the summer. You know, the heat
yeah.
of the summer.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yep.
And the closures that we have implemented during that period. I guess it's in August now.
Right.
That's a good thing, Alan.
Oh yeah, no question. With the hot,
fish a break.
Yeah, you got it in that hot water. Absolutely. Well, you know, I tossed it out there because it was a conversation I had, and it was a very interesting conversation. The fellow seemed knowledgeable. He was knowledgeable, no question about it. He threw it out there because of what he's observed. So that's up to me. That's not up to me. That was up to him. I'm just sharing the conversation. And
Was he talking about rockfish or white perch or
rockfish? Rockfish. Yeah, dead okay. discard on the rockfish. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Alan, I can only speak for the people I know. And
sure.
Actually been out with them doing it because occasionally I need a customer that I need additional fish I have to buy. Actually have to buy fish from these guys once
right.
in a while.
Sure.
So, you know, I've actually been on the boat, watched them do it. And these guys, the work in hours that what they're doing. Setting
oh, it's a tough way to fish, man. There's no question about it.
I mean, it's a true definition of a waterman.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. It is a tough way to fish. You know, I mean, any of those methods, fike net, pound net, gill net, they're all very work intensive. There's no question about it. So, but you know what?
I mean,
We as consumers demand fresh fish. So,
somebody's
got to do it, and we got to pay the price for it, you know? So
we got to keep it in-house now because we don't want to be buying fish out of the country because we're going to get a tariff on it. So, we got to keep it in-house.
Yep,
you know,
exactly.
When you see people buy local,
sure.
I'm all over that, Alan.
Yeah.
You know, that's a key element of, keeping it here and whatnot. But
no question.
I'm not going to get into that agenda. But
let's just say buying local is a good thing. So
buying local is a good thing.
Yeah.
So,
I've been talking to people who are trying to sell crabs this time of year. Louisiana has been overwhelmed with storms again this early. It's $225 for a bushel of number two females. $200 a bushel for market
crazy.
Crabs.
Yeah.
What do they call them? $200 a bushel for like picking crabs.
Yeah, well, that's our Maryland addiction to crabs.
Ah, these are Louisiana. These are Louisianas.
We gotta have our crabs. So.
No question.
But well, they're being caught now. I guess down there in the Gulf of America, so we're good.
Yeah, some are. Some are coming from Texas. Some are coming from North Carolina. Some are coming from Louisiana. But, you know, they're still a little slim pickings right now, even though You know, it looks like some of the Southland is going to get hit with some bad weather again. So Louisiana is going to get hit again too. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll be getting some crabs soon out of the southern part of the out of the bay. I guess that kicks off about April when the guys start catching them down there. But I can wait. I got plenty of yellow perch and venison in the freezer.
So well, there you go. You're good to go. So, hey, have the perch have slowed down, I believe, haven't they, up there where you've been fishing?
The perch had. The water got a little off color.
Yeah.
I have heard of a couple hickory shad being caught up around the mouth of Deer Creek.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. My daughter has been trying to catch and release up there with no luck.
Right.
Usually we see a spurt of the smaller males come up before the bigger females, and we haven't seen any, she hasn't seen anything. I haven't been going.
Right.
I'm playing with my little golf course pond.
Sure.
But no, they've been fishing it, and they haven't shown up yet. And usually, Alan, it's when the herring and the hickory shad start to come up, that's what the fish are. The rockfish are following. They literally follow them, the migration up the Chesapeake Bay, up to the Susquehanna and Flats, and that's when that fishery gets started.
Right.
You know, depending when the shad are there and the herring are there, typically the rockfish are there.
Yes.
So, and it's all if we don't have a good water flow, if we don't have a good flow through the Susquehanna, through Conowingo and whatnot, you know, it may not happen at all.
Yeah.
You know, last year was a very poor year for shad fishing.
Right.
We had, we had a spurt, and the white perch fishing wasn't that good. But, we go out and do our Indian rain dance and get a little bit of rain going on.
You'll do all right.
It'll pick up.
You'll do all right.
It'll pick up.
Yep, all right. Yep, all right, buddy. Listen, I appreciate the call. And
everybody take care.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Lee. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There goes Lee. Why not? You know what? I got to talk about Spurrier's Tire Service. I don't think I did that yet, did I? Well, I will. Spurrier's Tire Service. Let me find their commercial here, my cheat sheet. I always like to have a cheat sheet so I don't say anything wrong. I could almost do these commercials by heart by now, but... You know, they're located at the corner, Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, right here in Easton, about a block and a half, two blocks off of Route 50. That's where the locals get their tire and their auto service work done. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires are featured. Good morning, Brent. Hi, buddy. How are you? Just want to say hi to Brent. So they have, you know, Michelin and Yokohama and all the other tires, too. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. You pull in there any time of the day, and you're going to see local businesses there, you know, whether contractors, plumbers, heating and air conditioning guys. You're going to see big tractor trailers. You're going to see flatbeds. You're going to see boat trailers. You're going to see utility trailers. I saw a guy in there the other day with he had a green wheel off his garden tractor, I guess, or yellow, I guess. I guess we could... figure out which brand that was. His garden tractor was getting a new wheel, and then right behind him, here comes a guy pushing a wheelbarrow. And Brent says, yeah, we got that. So, you know, any kind of tire, that's for sure. Garden tractors to farm tractors, they have the farm service that's getting ready to go out and meet the farmers in their fields to take care of their tires in the field. So tire repair on the spot sometimes, a full-service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair that vehicle of yours when that old check engine light or that wrench shows up or any other detrimental light that's on your dashboard that gives you a warning. They'll diagnose it and take care of it. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Rob and me and our family, satisfied for well over 30 years. No appointment needed for tire. Just stop by. Call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. If you want to set up an appointment, that number 410-822-7384. Your tires made it through the winter. Will they make it through the summer? Why not have to stop by and get them checked out? 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, Maryland. Website, spurrierstire.com, 822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery.
When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, don't forget about Clyde Sports Shop 10-day sale right in the middle of it now. Well, it started 2 days ago, yesterday. Why not bring your empty spools in there and get them filled up with fresh premium monofilament line for half price? It starts only one and a half cents a yard. Your empty spools can be filled up for half price with premium monofilament like Strand and Berkeley and, Trilene and Shakespeare line. It's all good stuff. Shakespeare Ugly Stick and Fluger rods and reels are all on sale. Penn spinning reels featuring the Battle 3 series are on sale, as are the Fluger President series reels as well. Kids fishing combos and all rod and reel combos are on sale. Don't forget about the Ugly Stick weightlifting contest. Yeah, you use a rod to lift a weight and, then guess the weight, and you could win if you guess the right weight, that's for sure. And don't forget the complete supply of St. Croix fishing rods as well, some of the best fishing rods made. Live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing licenses, terminal tackle, rockfish, trout, panfish bait, snakehead bait, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, Maryland, 21227, 410-242-6108. By the way, they're just off Beltway Exit 9. On Hammonds Ferry Road. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's been around since 1957, and they're open 7 days a week. Stop by their 10-day Let's Go Fishing Sale. You'll be glad you did. Now, one more time for Backyard Billy's this hour. If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. That's right. That is correct. Gas fireplace inserts, wood fireplace inserts, pellet fireplace inserts, even electric fireplace inserts. For those of you who live in a development that may not allow you to have, gas or wood or pellets, but you can certainly have a beautiful electric fireplace insert installed by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. No question. If you need a freestanding wood or pellet stove to heat that space that you need just a little extra heat in, supplemental heat or even primary heat in a pole barn or your garage or something like that, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. BackyardBilly's.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. It's well worth the trip. It's a day trip. It's just somewhere to go spend a couple hours and see everything and anything that you might need, want, or imagine for your backyard, for your hearth, for your deck, for your beach house, you name it, they've got it. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, exit Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp them out and you can't make them run. But when them old boys raise on shotgun, we say grace and we say ma'am, and you ain't into that, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Could you hear me or couldn't you hear me? Okay. Hey, sorry about the dead air, folks. Something happened here. Got disconnected. You know, the miracles of modern technology. Anyway, listen, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll see you next week.